Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out, NERS team. And also like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. 1-800-422-416. Now, nearly one in two young Indigenous LGBTQIA Australians have attempted suicide at some point in their life, new research has found. And more than 600 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged between 14 and 25 and who are also identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer or asexual were surveyed as part of a national study. And with this report, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Shikara Littlelow-Hunt, lead author of the report, and we have Shikara on the line. Shikara, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. Happy to be here. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm based in Perth.
In Perth, all right. Thank you very much. First Nation, who your mob, where are you from?
My mob are Yamagis, so we're from the Murchison region in Western Australia, but I've lived on Noongar country my whole life and I call it home.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. So survey shines spotlight on mental health issues faced by Indigenous LGBTIQA and the youth, of course. So tell us about this report and tell us where we're at with it and what we need to do.
Yeah, so the report shows findings from a national survey of 619 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander LGBTQIA plus young people. Mm-hmm. What it, like, the findings really point to is the very diverse and unique needs and experiences of young people. Probably the most alarming findings were around psychological distress and suicide. So over 90% of participants in the survey were experiencing high levels of psychological distress, basically feeling depressed or worried or restless in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And, yeah, nearly half of participants had attempted suicide at some point in their life, which is pretty alarming.
Sure, of course it is.
But
big
luckily,
numbers. Yes.
Yeah, definitely big numbers. Luckily, what we also saw were a lot of young people's strengths. They were proud of who they were. They were connected to family and community. And so I think kind of understanding that full picture of the bad things, but also the good things and the great things that they said about being who they were.
Exactly. And does that, when in the report and in the survey and the questions and answers with the mob, does it talk about reasons for, is it, racism towards that, bullying, attacks, or the individual don't know where they're at in regard to how they want to live their life, all the above?
Yeah, so we looked a little bit at experiences of kind of racism and discrimination because we know from previous research that that's a massive, massive factor,
yes,
both for Aboriginal young people but also for LGBTQI plus young people.
A double whammy, you could say, because, of course, we as First Nation people get racist upon us as being Indigenous. Well, now we've got the platform of LGBTIQA as well.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly, which is kind of why we did the survey, because, like, we had an idea that that was what was going to be happening, but we didn't have any evidence to back it up.
Mm. And so with this evidence now, what can you do with it, or where does it take you? Becomes a tool?
It becomes a tool for further action is really what I think. I like having these statistics because they're something that our communities and our health services and our activists can pick up and run with and use in what they're doing.
Mm.
I think there are some pretty clear recommendations for health services around being more LGBTQA plus inclusive and more culturally safe. But also I'd love to see some more kind of community level actions in being LGBT inclusive and one of the things that we found from the survey was that accepting elders are really, really important in connecting young people to their culture.
Yes.
So where we can kind of work with elders and where services can be engaged with those elders and those community leaders, I think that would be a really big strength.
Sure. Yeah, fantastic. And where could people reach out to if they're in this situation where they probably need support? Who can they contact?
For immediate support, I would be looking at lifelines like 131 or like QLife.
131, yep.
But more generally speaking, like there's a lot of really deadly services that are specifically for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander LGBTQA plus people. In Queensland, I think it's Two Spirits, who are absolutely great.
Good.
Or like you can check out websites like Black Rainbow or Black Aboriginal Corporation.
Mm-hmm. And so you're lead author of the report. So what hat do you wear, and how do you fit in? Are you with an organisation or a company or individually business, or what do you say?
Yeah. I'm a research assistant at the Telethon Kids Institute.
Okay.
So basically hired to work specifically on this project. We also work with researchers from Gulbadi Aboriginal Centre at Murdoch University and Kurungal Cutajan at Edith Cowan University.
Mm, good. Okay, fantastic. And so, okay, fantastic. The report is there. Is the report open for people to see, set their eyes on?
Absolutely. The report is available on our website, rainbowknowledge.org.
Rainbow knowledge.
We'll also be uploading a presentation of results, because it was just so important to us that that's publicly available.
Okay, lovely. Shikara, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you and your team. Stay warm, and we'll yarn soon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. That's Shakira Littleo-Hunt, lead author of the report. And the report we're talking about is the Wakone Cutajan Rainbow Knowledge Survey Shines Spotlight on Mental Health Issues Faced by Indigenous LGBTIQA plus Youth. So if you need to know what the report is, check out rainbowknowledge.org and get the report, get the information, and let's support our First Nation people in this space. There it is. Have you seen Yanup Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
The drought is crippling this land of ours, straining relationships and wedding vows. It's hard to comprehend or to understand. This country was built by the man on the land. Truth and trying to discover a better life while leaning on each other. One of these times is upon us now. Terrorism threatens, we don't know how. Farmers suffering, there's something wrong. The stock are dying, the crops are gone. Sweet Lord,
I got Tom Petty playing in my Silverado, and I was down a six-pack. Hey, Daisy, don't you worry about your mama. Like 007, we can keep it covered. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. Baby, won't you say we go pick a wildflower? Pick a wildflower. Hey, baby, Mother Nature is waiting, and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating. Drive on in like honeybees. Baby, won't you say we go pick a wildflower?
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Why are you crying, my pretty Colleen? Why are your eyes filled with tears? Let me come over and dry your eyes and tell you the way that I feel. Come closer, don't throw me away. I am so tired and so blue. I'm dreaming of someone so far, far away, and sharing these memories with you. Just one step closer, don't throw me away, and carry me back to my town by the bay. When the darkness is falling and passing of days, won't you cherish the memory of my town?
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. You call the number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbaroo Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM 987 FM. Looking at the news and digital news for what's happening at the moment, researchers uncover identities of more than 60 First Nations servicemen who fought in Korea War. Long before he worked as a public servant in Canberra, he served in two conflicts, World War II and the Korean War. Even in death, he is still known for his ability to bring people together. He was able to bridge gaps between people and generations, Australian War Memorial curator Garth O'Connell said. Captain Saunders, we're talking about, was also the first Indigenous Australian to be commissioned as an officer. But Captain Saunders is unusual in that he was acknowledged for his role as Indigenous man to serve in the Australian Army in overseas conflicts. Now, the Australian War Memorial has identified more than 60 Indigenous men who served in Korea War 70 years after Korean Armistice Agreement, a life of service. As a result of his achievements, Captain Saunders was awarded for his command of the Royal Australian Regiment in Korea. His military career was peppered with extraordinary experiences, including a year he spent on Crete during World War II, hiding behind enemy lines. He also recalled in vivid detail the horrors of Korea, including the time he and another soldier found a baby alone in a house and risked their lives to take her to a hospital for care. It's certainly an experience that you could only have in war, he said in an interview in 1989. It changed me. It changed my inner me. And he says, I've seen people suffer as they know people have suffered before, even little children. So there's a wonderful story there. But Captain Saunders, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and do add to the conversation. We're going to look at some more Indigenous news. But Yarn Up Strong here. The lines are open, 1-800-422-416. With the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Memories like spies, and salt betrays my eyes again. I started losing sleep and gaining weight, and wishing I was 10 again, so I could be your friend again. These days we go to waste like a wine, it's turned to turpentine, till it's 6 a.m. and I'm all. I didn't mean to waste your time, so I fall back in line. But I'm warning you, we're growing up. I heard you found some pretty words to say. You found your little game to play. Reality, it permeates, it conquers from within again. These days we go to waste like wine, it's turned to turpentine, till it's 6 a.m. and I'm all messed up. I didn't mean to waste your time, so I fall back in line, but I'm warning you, we're growing.
humble life don't need possessions. Flame of power or obsession. As life unfolds, we take our cards and play them, and live our lives from the hands we're dealt. The place that represents our passion, it's always been there from the start. A humble dream of a better world to live in. Those hidden dreams, they motivate the heart. And the tears and fears that may unfold tomorrow, you see, I can't stop the things that I can't see. You've been my strength through all my fears and sorrows.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of Mornington Island, the past, present and emerging, and my deepest respect to all the elders of this island. Mornington Island, Mornington Island, let's go, let's go. Every time we go Booga, out on a wall bar, yeah, Mornington Island, this is our oh, the place of many waters I see. This is where I'm meant to be,
this is where I'm meant to be.
Beautiful track there, Mornington Island with Normie J. And look, Normie J is a First Nation man, Gungangi man, over at Yarrabo there. And he's part of a new video which is sung in both English and the local Gungangi language, featuring Yarrabo primary school students, as well as Normie J and other renowned artists, Mau Power and Uncle David Mundraby. And they're talking about locally produced Indigenous music video launching in Yarrabo to inspire healthier living. And the name of the wording there for the music video features renowned artists as I talked about. We're going to catch up a yarn with Rene Drosso, a Guni Yalamaka Public Health Coordinator, and excited about the opportunity of working in such an ambitious project. So with that, we have Rene on the line. Rene, good morning. How are you?
Morning, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So you're over at Yarrabo, is that right? Is it where you work, you're in Yalamaka?
Yes, over here in Yarrabo at the health service.
And what's your position? What do you do there, Renee?
So I'm the public health coordinator.
Okay, yes, fantastic. So this is great news with, music can be a fantastic tool to educate people of the world, but also to promote healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and that's what we're talking about here. So tell us about this fantastic this music video.
We were fortunate enough to have a wonderful opportunity to consider some health promotional activities that we could roll out here in community, things that would influence health in a positive way.
Yes.
So by partnering with Northern Queensland Primary Health Network, we were able to come up with our music video.
Good, fantastic. So Mau Power, Normie J, Uncle David Mundraby, I'm reading here, and also Yarrabo Primary School students all involved.
Yes, they were all involved. It was an absolutely wonderful experience. I think better than I could have ever imagined.
Fantastic. And so the music video, when will it be released or has it been released?
Yes, so it has been released. You can find it on the Girini Yakamala YouTube page.
Okay, YouTube page, yep.
Yeah, and you can see the behind the scenes, which is a really fun way of looking at how we came up with this, like how we developed the song.
Yes.
And then we've got the song there itself.
All right, fantastic. And were you part of the video, Renee? Were you shaking booty?
I was in the background. I was there.
Yeah, good, yes. good. And the kids would have loved it to be a part of it?
Yeah, they did. I think it was a really good experience for them, cool. Obviously having the opportunity to work with Mal Power,
yes.
Who is just an amazing man, and his skills are incredible.
Fantastic.
The way that he was able to bring that song to life in such a short period of time. Normie J, which I'm sure you're very familiar with.
Just one of his songs, you know, right there. Yep.
Yeah, we love Normie J out here. He's very influential. Our kids absolutely adore him, so they got to work with him for 2 days. Wow. I was even starstruck because I'm a huge fan of his.
Good.
Our beautiful Uncle David Mundraby.
Yeah.
So, or Popeye David, as we
Popeye David, exactly,
to him.
Beautiful. So yeah, team effort, look, yeah. That's powerful when you're having the community all involved, and then people stop and listen and they watch, sort of thing, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And then they act on the words and the video. So it's a great tool, great concept, and congratulations, Guna Yalamaka Health Service, and providing this, and congratulations with the Mayor Power, Normie J, and Uncle Dave Mundry, as well as the primary school students there at Yarri. Too deadly.
Yeah, thank you.
So
yeah,
check out your webpage, eh? Check it out on your webpage. It's there. We can all have a look at it, yep?
Yep. And if you feel like, you can play it, and we hope you all enjoy it.
Lovely. Fantastic. We'll look at that. You take care. All the best for Renee. Big shout out to the mob there, eh?
Wonderful. Thank you. I'll pass it on.
Bye-bye.
See you then. Bye.
A deadly yarn there, and that's Renee Rosso, her name is, Public Health Coordinator for Guruni Yalamaka Health Service. And you can check out their webpage. Now, Guruni is Guruni. Yalamaka, YALAMUCKA, Health Service, Aboriginal Corporation. And you'll see their video and the launch of the Bina and Wangi educational music video. So do check it out, and congratulations there to the Yarra Primary School students and renowned artists, Mau Power, Normie J. Also, Uncle David Mundraby, too deadly, Unc. Fantastic. Popeye David. And do check it out. With that, I'm going to go to another Normie J song. We're going to try and find if we can get the music video and put it on our system here. But we'll go to Normie J with Move to the Beat. Do enjoy.
Iwanja, yondo kadan, wawo napi, bama,
bina natin yigi. Bina natin yigi.
When I move to the beat, like.
Listen up, I got a story to tell from my old people who once walked this land. My Buga, know where you can die, yeah. So good for my Jiji and Yapa. Booty, dandy, gadan. Wild world, kari, nyanga, jen, yondo. Spitting rhymes that we used to live. From the land to the sea, we can never forget. This is our home, this is what we call Boomba. We gotta stand together as one mob.
Yeah, listen to the black boy music. Yeah, listen to the black boy music.
Iwanja, yondo, gadan. Everybody wave your hands in the air. Shake a leg like what am I? You know God and I be bama, that shit fly. Dance to the sound of DJ and Bibra. Let it run through your mind and soul. Next generation story retold.
Yeah, listen to the black boy music. Yeah, listen to the black boy music.
Been on nothing, yigi.
When I move to the beat, like.
Iwanja, yondo, kadan. Wawo,
napi.
Bama.
Been on nothing, yigi. When I move to the beat, like.
Iwanja, yondo, kadan. Wawo,
napi.
Bama.
Been on nothing,
yigi.
When I move to the beat, like.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Late train, there us there. Soon as we started talking, we had something to share. Found out we had things in common, like taking walks in the rain. We both loved old nursery rhymes, we both felt the pain. We talked, it seemed like hours, there were a lot of feelings there. We laughed, I even cried, when she told me that she cared. Then the train began to slow down, I knew I'd never see her again. But I knew she loved old nursery rhymes and walking in the rain. Then she said, take an umbrella when you're walking in the rain. Listen to old nursery rhymes, remember someone cares. She lives, but I know she loves old nursery rhymes and walking in the rain. And she said, take an umbrella in the rain. Listen to old nursery rhymes, remember someone cares. Though I never got to know her name or ask her where she lives, but I know she loves old nursery rhymes and walking in. And walking in the rain.
Long grasser, he walked across the land, sleeping out under the stars. Oh, Jesus was a country man, rejected by the authorities 'cause of his vagrancy, dreadlocked and his simple clothes, camping out at Galilee. Campfire, he spoke about the kingdom. There wasn't in a rich man's house nor in the sky above. The message is very simple, any child can understand, that the kingdom is inside of us and heaven is sweet, sweet love. Thank you.
died. Your love has gone and left you all twisted up inside. Bitterness is poison, holding it within. Forgiveness has the freedom to raise you from the dead. 'Cause Jesus was a long wrestler, he walked across the land, sleeping out under the stars. Jesus was a country man, rejected by the authorities because of his vagrancy, dreadlocked and his simple clothes, sleeping out at Galilee. Jesus was a long grasser, he walked across the land, sleeping out under the stars. Oh, Jesus was a country man, rejected by the authorities because of his vagrancy, dreadlocked and his simple clothes, sleeping out at Galilee.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
To Delhi Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, invasive meningococcal disease, IMD, cases in Australia continue to rise with a 71.4% increase in the first quarter of 2023 when compared to the same period last year, 14/24. Early signs and symptoms may be difficult to diagnose as they can be easily mistaken for a common cold. This peak season, health experts are urging Australians to watch out for early signs and not to downplay the risk of IMD. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Lisa Beecham, a specialist general practitioner, and talk about this disease. On the line, Dr. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Doctor?
I'm down the Gold Coast.
Gold Coast. All right. I'm sunny North Queensland, overcast at the moment, but here far north. Thank you for coming to the program. Very important conversation. Can you tell us more about invasive meningococcal disease, IMD, and why Australians should be aware of the disease this winter?
Look, meningococcal B is one of those diseases that as doctors we really fear. It's a really nasty disease. Mm. And even in this day and age of really good medical care, there's still a 1 in 10 death rate. It's caused by a funny bug called meningococcal.
Yes.
And there's lots of different strains, like there's B, C, W and Y, but we mainly have B in Australia at the moment.
And it can be fatal, is that right?
Yeah, look, it's really, really scary because it is a disease that causes sepsis and meningitis. It can be fatal.
Mm.
And 1 in 10, even with best care, can die from it. And 1 in 5 can end up with really serious complications like losing a limb or deafness or brain damage.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So what are the signs and symptoms of IMD that Australians need to be aware of?
Yeah, it's weird because it can start just like a normal virus. So temperatures are one of the early signs.
Mm.
And it's really hard at that early phase for doctors or parents to tell whether or not it is meningococcal or just a normal virus. But usually it rapidly progresses. Yes. And so things like extreme tiredness or cold hands and feet or diarrhea or light sensitivity where the kids don't like being in the light or pale, blotchy skin or food refusal, even vomiting and a little bit of diarrhea. The late signs are when you get the purple dot rash, but by then the kids are usually pretty sick. Yeah. And I always tell parents, just trust your instincts. If your kid is changing quickly from looking like a normal viral type illness to looking super sick with any of those symptoms or signs and being drowsy and neck stiffness and headaches, then trust your instincts and get an ambulance and go straight to ED.
So that's why it's important to be able to recognise IMD early.
Yeah, and look, other things can present like it, so other sepsis can present like it. So it is worthwhile parents going onto a website called Know Meningococcal, and that's a website where you can read all about meningococcal signs and read all about prevention. There's also the NCIRS meningococcal handout, which tells you about prevention.
Yes.
And if you see your GP or your healthcare worker, they can really go through the prevention of meningococcal disease, and that way you can make sure that you are prepared for your children, because it is worse in those under twos. And then we see another peak around 15 to 19.
Yeah.
Is worse if you're a smoker. Is worse if you're living in crowded living conditions like going to uni and living in uni dorms or going to ADFA and being in the barracks or just being in crowded situations like festivals.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
we do see it a bit more in our Indigenous population as well.
Okay. So who's at risk of contracting IMD? I'm hearing children more so.
Yeah, so we can see it at any age, but really the main high-risk groups are under 2 years of age and then 15 to 19, but up to 24 if you're at those crowded living situations. And our Indigenous population are more at risk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And so once again, that webpage again, where can they go to find out more?
So it's called knowmeningococcal.com.
Okay.
So K-N-O-W. And also the NCIRS meningococcal. But also chat to your GP or healthcare worker, because they can talk to you about the prevention of this really serious disease.
All right. Thank you so very much, Dr. Lisa. Stay warm. We'll yarn soon.
Thank you.
You take
Thanks
care.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There it is, Dr. Lisa Beecham. Her name is Special General Practitioner, and talking about the, the experts are reminding Australians to watch out for early signs of invasive meningococcal disease this peak season. But do check out their webpage, and that's No Meningococcal Disease, and that's No as in K-N-O-W, meningococcal.com.au. Check it out and need to be cautious of that and be aware of it. So there is, keep our mob safe. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Got about 8 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Your daily program. We've got Selwyn on the line. Good morning, brother. How are you?
All right, brother. Yeah, brother. Einstein, I think he said insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, brother.
Yes, exactly.
And again, my take on the voice. The voice closing the gap. I have having a voice in Parliament, closing the gap. Probably, you know, like over the years, you know, stolen generation being spoken about, and you get the people with the like Polynesian or really, really, really fair brother, SBS, ABC, and other nations that are biracial, and they talk about their connection to the country and all this caper, and the honour of the narrative, and the gatekeepers are all fair people, brother.
Fair people, and
all people like, and you know what pisses me off really, I feel like swearing, brother, that the stolen generation. You never hear from the full blood people, brother. You never hear from them. The hair that they've been through, the mothers.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You never hear, brother. Yeah. And that was, that's why I say insanity is doing the same thing. And this voice in Parliament. I mean, you don't need a voice in Parliament to close the gap.
Mm.
But if people really, really want to know, you know, like I said before, like a magician. Oh, sorry, the carrot, the donkey, and the cart in a children's book. And for the artists to show how they are editing the picture, they take you back a couple of pages. And if people really want to know why it is, you know, like this stuff about it sort of justifies. You don't have to be a David Unaipon to understand that there is discrimination and prejudice towards the full-blood people, brother.
Yes.
And for people to understand, you can go back a couple of pages. As a matter of fact, to the initial Chief Minister's Conference, and in there you will see Cook, the anti-bloke, how he said, you know, he said, there was a bleak end. You never have it in Queensland, like a place that is specifically for half-castes. Mm. And I watched that show, Pat Anderson, you know, and I saw another article about, you know, they're talking about all these life people are elite. But, brother, in the Territory, brother, you know, they had community college for the full-blood people, and they had separate, like, Rhea Dixon or Carlin compound.
Mm.
And they magnified the differences, brother. And one of the things they said in their policy, if you go right back, and they say it, they say, we'll have to marry them off to white fellows, we'll have to bring them up like our white people. That is a euphemism for keeping the black ones in place and making sure they stay in that place. Thank you very much, brother, for letting me have that say, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Selwyn, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And it's come to time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program, you mob. I thank you for your company, and we're back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. You can always text through your questions, queries, opinions, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page, our BBM987FM. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you.